This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to the final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Spent some time talking baseball with Mark Grace last hour. It's all I wanted to do. Now, he was front and center in 1998, the home run chase with McGuire and Sosa, but just wanted to talk baseball and tell some stories. Had a lot of fun with him. Remember when people tried to say that sports and politics don't mix? And I get it occasionally here, stick to sports. It seems almost impossible to do that now. Athletes in almost every sport won't let us. And yesterday, you had Oklahoma State running back Chuba Hubbard. He spoke out strongly against his head coach, Mike Gundy. Now, Gundy was spotted in a photo wearing the T-shirt of a network that strongly supports President Trump. For Hubbard, who rushed for over 2,000 yards last year, this was unacceptable. He said that he wouldn't do anything for the team until the issue was resolved. So the coach and player discussed it later and even appeared in a video together later that day. Gundy said he needs to make some changes. I'm not sure that this would have happened a month ago, but everything has changed since the death of George Floyd. And right now it's impossible for players and coaches to avoid expressing their viewpoints. We're finding that out on all levels here. Hubbard's not just a good player. He's an awesome player. And he'll be one of the Heisman Trophy finalists, or at least will start the season that way. He ran for over 2,000 yards last year. Not that that should make his voice any louder than other people on the team, but that's the reality of team sports. When J.J. Watt says he's going to kneel this year, Baker Mayfield says that, then all of a sudden you start to take note. If it was going to be a lineman for the Browns or the Texans, you wouldn't. Stars point the way. And I'm interested to see if other college football players will follow Hubbard's lead in the coming weeks. We've seen this with Iowa. Strength and conditioning coach was let go. You're going to find a few more of these stories out there because it feels like the athletes, you know, they may have the platform to be able to say this without repercussions. I wasn't sold on Mike Gundy's apology here. When he says he needs to make changes, I don't know what that means. He said, I realize it's a very sensitive issue with what's going on in today's society. I'm looking forward to making some changes. That starts at the top with me, and we've got good days ahead. Hubbard said, I went about it the wrong way by tweeting. I could have went to him as a man. That was my bad. 28 minutes later, Hubbard then fired off one more warning by saying, tweeting, note, don't get it twisted. My foot's still on the gas. Results are coming. It's not over. I don't know what this happens with his teammates with Oklahoma State. Is it something you can smooth over? And certainly with a predominantly African-American locker room, will they follow suit with him? And what do you want from Mike Gundy? Is Gundy going to change who he is? His politics for the sake of his team? Probably not. The question is, how far do these players take it? 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Ezekiel Elliott testing positive for the coronavirus. Cowboys, Texans, those players testing positive. I don't know the number, but just know that Ezekiel Elliott is now the big name attached to the COVID-19 virus. And we're going to have more of this. You're seeing this with college football. Some of these schools, Alabama's had a few players who've tested positive. There will be more in the coming weeks. The question is, where are we once we get to August and September? And we talked about how college football, are they going to be able to fit the college football season into a different window this year? Because a lot of schools, I think most schools will be starting in August to be done by Thanksgiving. So that way you don't come back until the spring. Could you put college football in that window of after Thanksgiving? And I think that was proposed a while ago. We got a long way to go. I mean, it feels like it's right around the corner, but the progress that is made, or at least our knowledge, is growing exponentially every single day. But we don't have all the answers. The NFL doesn't have an answer in place. If this was during the season and it was a Thursday and Zeke Elliott tested positive and these other Cowboy players, they're not playing. They're not going to play for a couple of weeks. And then he's in practice. What about everybody that came in contact with him? What about the previous week, that game? There's a lot of uncertainty here before we go, well, the NFL will figure it out. College football is going to figure it out. Baseball hasn't figured it out. NBA hasn't figured it out. We still go back to Rudy Gay when he tested positive. The league was suspended 3 hours later. I don't know what's going to happen if you have positive test. And you will have positive test. But then what happens to that player or players? Are you going to have extra players on the roster? Like, there's a lot going on here. Commissioner was on with Mike Greenberg last night. It was an ESPN SportsCenter special, The Return of Sports. And Roger Goodell said that they expect positive COVID test. Well, they should. He also talked about Colin Kaepernick. And I do believe this commissioner realizes the importance of Kaepernick and the commissioner's legacy. He had this to say about teams signing Kaepernick.
If he wants to resume his career in the NFL, that obviously is going to take a team to make that decision. But I welcome that, support the club making that decision, and encourage them to do that. If his efforts are not on the field, but and continuing to work in this space, we welcome to that table and to be able to help us and guide us and help us make better decisions about the kinds of things that need to be done in communities.
Why didn't he welcome it before? He's the commissioner of the NFL. Now he's welcoming it. And I've said this, and I firmly believe it, the NFL reacts. They don't act. They're waiting to see how the winds are blowing here. But how do you encourage a team to sign Colin Kaepernick? Here's another item, and we brought this up when Tim Tebow came back, and he got another opportunity. You know, the coverage on Tebow was not worth a backup quarterback. But then there's also going to be the fallout here. What happens when you get rid of Kaepernick? Let's say you decide you move on from Kaepernick. Then what happens? Right? You move on for football reasons. Then what happens? That's what I'm curious about. Because you can't hire somebody that you can't fire. And if you bring in Kaepernick and you get rid of him for football reasons, what is the blowback going to be? And that is also attached to this. Fritzy correcting me. I said Rudy Gay, not Rudy Gobert. Thank you, Todd, for correcting me on that. But I don't know if you can encourage a team. The commissioner can keep players off the field. The commissioner's exempt list. He doesn't have a list that says, that's the list of players I want on the field. It doesn't work that way. And if you're bringing in Kaepernick, that from ownership all the way down, everybody's got to be on board with this. So he can encourage, I don't know what that means. If I'm an owner or coach, GM, the starting quarterback, I'm going to have a say in this. I mean, I appreciate the commissioner helping the process. He could have helped a while ago. I do think that this is attached to his legacy. I really do. Because the only thing you know Roger Goodell for is what? He makes money. He makes money for the owners. The league has grown. Okay. That's not a great legacy to have. Adam Silver will have a great legacy. Rob Manfred will not have a great legacy. Yeah, Paul.
Isn't the one benefit, though, for the NFL and Goodell is that it's mid-June, training camps open in less than 5 weeks. This isn't going on at October 8th when teams are set at the quarterback position and there's not training camps about to open. There's 32 teams that could who sign lots of different players this time of year and give lots of people different looks, not with this much coverage, but the timing we would think would work out.
Well, you had that, whatever that workout was, the Kaepernick combine that they staged and, you know, he walked out and he thought, he knew it was a sham. And, they wanted him to sign a waiver. It was everybody wanted to go, hey, we gave him a chance and now we move on. Hey, we checked the box. Hey, we gave him a chance. He didn't want to do it. Well, now it feels like you're giving him a legitimate chance to play football. But I think Cam Newton would get signed before Colin Kaepernick would. Because we've seen Cam Newton. I haven't seen Kaepernick in years. And even though Cam's got injuries, now Cam, the other part of that is he wants to start. I think Kaepernick understands if I come in and I go into Houston or Kansas City or Baltimore, I'm not starting. But I am back in the NFL. I don't know what he wants. He's let everybody speak for him. He hasn't said anything. I mean, Mike Florio says that Kaepernick really wants to come back. Okay, I trust Mike, but I haven't heard anything. I don't think he tweets anything about coming back. It feels like everybody's fighting the battle for him, but I don't even know if he wants to be in the battle to come back. I don't know. If he gets chance, great. Hope he gets chance, and we show progress with this. But all these owners and a commissioner felt like they were standing in front of him, not letting him in. And it had nothing to do with football. But boy, did they leak out information. Remember the stories that came out that he couldn't play anymore? His diet? Remember he's on a vegan diet, and that was going to prevent him from coming back? They had that smear campaign for Kaepernick. And I don't know if he can play. I mean, I don't look at him and go, boy, he's the next Mahomes. He did play, and he went to a Super Bowl, and he played at a pretty high level. And in today's NFL, with that style, even at that age, he could be a real force. He was Lamar Jackson before Lamar Jackson. He went to a Super Bowl. He nearly won a Super Bowl. I mean, that has to account for something here. But if you're bringing him in, you're not just bringing in a football player. Yeah, McClubbin.
I was thinking about the Tebow comparison. Tebow, I just looked it up. He got cut by the Patriots in camp, and he got cut by the Eagles in camp.
Yeah.
And I don't remember either of those being... I remember the Patriots thing, but it wasn't the end of the world. Like, cutting Kaepernick could be a much bigger story.
They weren't talking about that at the time. Okay? Maybe you'd have First Take that was talking about it, but they loved Tebow, and they'd always lead with Tebow because that got clicks. But I think when what happened with Tebow in Denver... If it wasn't Peyton Manning going in there, I think there would have been some outrage there that Tebow was being let go, so you brought in Peyton Manning. You brought in Peyton, and Elway was able to get away with that. I think it was a little bit more sensitive back then. After a while, we kind of moved on from Tebow because we knew he couldn't play. He wasn't a starter in the league. Kaepernick is a starter. Kaepernick's real. Tim Tebow was not. Had a moment there with Denver, but he was not a starting quarterback. All right, some phone calls here. Kennedy in Louisville joining us. Hey, Kennedy, what do you have for me? Kennedy, in 3, 2, 1. Thank you, Kennedy. Charlie in Ohio. Hi, Charlie, what do you have for me?
What's going on, Dan?
Hey, Charlie, thanks for holding.
I just want to give you a casual baseball fan's perspective. It's almost as if, in honor of 4th of July, that baseball has canceled their 4th of July fireworks, and that Major League Soccer is having theirs, but it's an entire show of a grand finale. And I thought that eventually Major League Soccer would overtake baseball in my life, but I think it might happen this year. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
No, but you know what? It's something positive for soccer. But no, MLS, I mean, the Premier League coming back is great. I think that starts tomorrow. But no, I don't see that happening. This is just a blip here for Major League Baseball. But it could get a lot bigger blip. Yes, Eden.
So I think Bundesliga was the first one back, yeah. Right? And I haven't seen any data on how they're testing now and if there's players that are, you know, are testing positive or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I wonder if the sports leagues here are reaching out to those leagues that already have a history. You know, Bundesliga has been back a month already. If they're reaching out to those organizations to see how they're doing things.
I think we have Dr. Fauci on Thursday.
Correct.
Todd. And I'm curious, you know, with his role and with these leagues and how much correspondence is going on. I'm going to guess there has to be a lot because you just want to make sure that you understand what they're doing. What, you know, you can see some of these leagues, and if they make mistakes, then you will learn from those mistakes. But if they're doing something that is going to be positive and can help your league, you certainly want that information. So I understand that you'd be reaching out and saying, how did you do it? What are the things you would do differently? And football has a little bit of breathing room here. Michael in Texas joins us. Hey, Mike, what do you have for me today?
Good morning, Dan. Dan Edge, chat row. Work from home, 5'10", 210. Just wanted to chime in about the fast food talk earlier. The greatest fast food item you can get is the cheesy gordita crunch with the Doritos Locos taco inside. Most underrated are the cinnamon twists, also from Taco Bell. Also, In-N-Out is garbage.
Wow. Thank you, Michael.
You should probably stay on hold. We'll get you some Dan Patrick Show gear.
Wow.
There, Michael. Yes.
What do you have against In-N-Out Burger?
Honestly, I don't really have anything against out. It's just the way people react. People are like, you know, you suck. Like they go bonkers over it. And I had it once and I didn't, honestly, maybe I didn't order it right, but I was just like, this is what everybody's going crazy over? Really? I just thought it was kind of average at best.
Yeah, Paul.
Dan, you ever go see a movie that everyone tells you, you got to see it. It's the best movie. You must see it. It's going to change your life. And you go, you're like, yeah, it's pretty good. Seton got oversold in an out burger. If he would just had one, he'd be like, oh, this is it's a good burger. But he was told it's the end all be all, and he went in with way too high expectations.
Now I'm definitely in it for the bit, though. It's just, the reaction is just so hilarious. I couldn't imagine being like that passionate about a fast food place that I would get so upset.
Yeah, I don't know why people get so defensive.
Oh, typical East Coaster. Like, what?
I love White Castle growing up, but I'm not ready to throw down because of White Castle. What'd you say?
Then did you ever really love White Castle?
I probably didn't. And it's, you know, being from Cincinnati, Skyline and Gold Star, and you got to pick one. And I go, it really depends on which one is closest to me when I want something to eat. I don't go, oh my God, I got to have my three-way from Gold Star. I'd never go to Skyline. I couldn't care less. Jesse in Los Angeles. Hi, Jesse. What do you have for me?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
First, suck at Michael in Texas for that comment. But I had a comment and a related story on the fast food topic as well.
Okay.
I came across an article on the Thrillist. It was written that if they serve alcohol and you'd rather sit inside on some occasions, then it's not considered fast food. It's considered that new age fast casual. And that brings me to my story. A buddy and I were in Switzerland on a snowboarding trip earlier this year, and we were having a great night out with the locals, but we turned in early to go get some McDonald's and try sobering up before hitting the mountain next day. And what do you know? They have beer there. So long story short, we didn't get up until 11 the next day and woke up about a $90 beer tab from McDonald's.
Wow. I didn't know. Thank you, Jesse. I didn't know McDonald's had alcohol.
In Europe.
But okay, but why not here?
I don't know. I'm missing the boat.
I mean, it's not reason enough for me to go to McDonald's, but if I do go there, and I'm taking the kiddies there for a kid's meal or something. Yes, Fritzy.
They don't want people to get McTipsy in the United States. Okay. They're driving around after they went through the drive-thru with the liquor. That's not
extremely happy meal.
Did you guys ever do Chuck E. Cheese? I went in and vowed I was not going back. Yes.
I go all the time. It's a main birthday party.
No, I know.
The games are fun, not the food necessarily.
Well, there's that pit of plastic balls there that you can jump in. I mean, they can't allow that, you know, post-pandemic there. But yeah, we went in one time and it was just sensory overload. And I said, nah, I don't think so. Yeah, Paul.
If a single man ever went into a Chuck E. Cheese on a Saturday afternoon, he would never, ever get married and have kids. If you ever want to curtail the population, bring a bunch of 18-year-olds to Chuck E. Cheese and show them what's in store for them. There would never be a kid born again. There'd be like 8 kids the next year.
Yeah. Like, this is you in a couple of years. That's you right
Khaki
there.
Khaki pants and your...
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
I can't tell you how many times I've been playing a video game there and like some 8-year-old kid is waiting, sir, you're going to get off that at some point? I'm like, no, I'm on fire. Get away from me. You see these tickets coming? So they give you these tickets. So you get 1,000 tickets, you get like a harmonica or something. You know that deal. It's like a fair.
Yeah. No, it's not good. Not good.
Did you have fairs growing up? Like local town fair? Would you go to the fair and get like rides?
Yeah.
That was a big deal for us growing up.
Yeah. I went to the boardwalk in Jersey. They would have all those rides and, you know, my wife, for some reason, loved going to the boardwalk in Jersey.
It's because it's the best.
No, it's not.
Yeah, oh,
no,
it definitely
it's
is.
Not. If I saw Snooki and, you know, the situation and, you know, people like that, it might have been interesting. But maybe they were there. I was seeing people who were just like Snooki, but I did not enjoy the boardwalk. It's seedy. And all those games you can't win.
Yeah.
Hey, have a candy apple, and here's a game you can't win.
Well, French fries and vinegar. Dude, that's living.
All right, we'll take a break here. More phone calls coming up. Bill Burr, the great comedian, will join us on the program tomorrow. Bill is in the movie, the Pete Davidson movie, King of Staten Island, and a dramatic turn for Bill Burr. He's actually really good. And it's getting good reviews. Marissa Tomei is wonderful in it. Pete Davidson is good. That's my official review on it. I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it. And I thought there were some really good moments in there. But Marissa Tomei, that was a little bonus. You know, you're like, wait, that's Marissa Tomei? I did not even know she was in the movie. I just knew it was Pete Davidson's movie. And then all of a sudden I see Bill Burr and I go, all right, I got Marissa Tomei, Bill Burr. And my kids tell me Pete Davidson is funny. I don't know that much about him. He does these little cameos on Saturday Night Live. And I know he does stand-up, but all I know is he always seems to have a girl that you go, or a woman, where you go, wait, Pete Davidson's with Kate Beckinsale? Wait, what? Yes, Paul.
Is he the Rick Ocasek of our generation? Google it.
Oh, no, I know.
You do.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, I don't love him on Saturday Night Live necessarily, but I like him. Does that make sense? Like, they don't use him in skits the right way.
No, it feels like he just does a little cameo on the Weekend Update or something.
He's been great in quarantine. I think he lives with his mom.
Yeah.
Somebody's hysterical.
No, he still lives with his mom on Staten Island. And my wife's from Staten Island, or she grew up on Staten Island. And so she goes, oh, I got to watch that movie. I said, hon, it's not really showcasing Staten Island. No. But yeah, if you want to, she thinks it's going to be like this postcard of Staten Island. And I said, well, all right, you watch it and maybe you'll get something. You'll get more out of it than I did as far as Staten Island. All right, take a break. More phone calls coming up 23 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Oh, man. Paulie just showing us a video. Guy's on one of these scooters in New York City. And he's going in between cars, cars parked on the right, and then he's going to be on the right-hand side of the lane. And, he's in New York. And the guy opens his door to get out of his door that's parked, and the motorcycle runs into the door. The guy, and look, it's a high-end scooter, and the guy was just, he felt bad, so he went down to help the guy up and help bring up the scooter, and he grabs the throttle. And he takes off. So he's trying to make it better by helping him up. And he makes it worse. And then he runs the scooter into a car. And he's racing after his flip-flops.
I'll help you up here, Sonny. Sorry about no harm, no foul.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's good.
You can watch it all day, can you?
I can. I think I've watched it 8 times right now.
Do you think if you guys were on the street and saw that, would you, when you had your phone in your hand, would you keep rolling or help out the injured person?
If there was no movement, then I would help out. But if there was the potential for disaster,
you'd frame up the shot?
I would frame up the shot a little bit. All right, some phone calls here. 877-3DP Show. Steve in Alabama. Hey, Steve. What do you have for me today?
Yeah, good morning. First time caller, long time watcher. 3'10", pleasantly plump.
All right.
And 6'1". Thanks. Real quick, if I was on a Ford Danette, you wouldn't have to worry about that airplane at all. I'd have one parked there for you.
Oh.
You'd find out which one of your Danettes didn't care because they wouldn't be on the plane and didn't pay their part. And last of all, and most important, we keep saying take a knee or kneeling at the same time. There is a difference. Everybody drop down to that second knee. There ain't nobody going to talk bad about you. Just talk to whoever you talk to when you talk to them at night or in the day. But take that second knee, and I think everybody would respect that a whole lot more.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve. I don't know if that's true or not. This is a situation that people have made up their mind, and they're not changing. So I'm not here to convince you one way or another. I can only tell you my feelings on that. And they haven't changed. But if you see it differently, you have every right to interpret it that way. Evan in Virginia. Hey, Evan, what do you have for me?
Hey, how's it going, bud?
Yep.
First time, long time, 6'3", Marine Corps, 220.
All right.
All right. So just hearing you talk about high-profile players like Zeke Elliott testing positive for COVID and how that could affect the team if that were to happen during the season. I know with my Jets, you know, Sam Darnold getting mono, the most Jet thing ever, derailed the majority of the season, came back strong. But as far as Colin Kaepernick, Cam Newton, players like that, landing spots, you know, as an insurance policy, if that were to happen, what you thought about that kind of scenario?
It's really about the ownership there. And thank you, Evan. I don't know where the Jets would stand on, you know, Colin Kaepernick. I don't know much about that ownership group.
They're very, very deep in the Republican Party. Woody Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was on the campaign committee, and he's an ambassador to Great Britain, I think.
Yeah, that's another part of this, that if you have a large group of these owners who donated to President Trump, or they're Republicans, and I think that they know what the blowback is going to be if you bring in Colin Kaepernick. And that's why you can remove a certain number of owners already from this. The commissioner can encourage these owners, but it doesn't matter what, you know, the coach or the GM, it's about the owner. And if the owner is open to it, then Colin Kaepernick is going to get a chance. That's what it comes down to. Bill O'Brien can mean well and say he's going to kneel. Deshaun Watson firmly established as his starting quarterback. J.J. Watt is going to take a knee. At least he says he is. It's got to come down to ownership. And if ownership says, we'll bring in Colin Kaepernick, we're not afraid of, you know, what kind of feedback we're going to get, then that'll happen. But when you're looking at scenarios here, you know, Shad Khan, who owns Jacksonville, he's talked about the racism that he encountered when he was growing up and may still encounter that. I don't know if that means there's an opportunity for Colin Kaepernick to get a chance in Jacksonville. I don't know about the Hunt family in Kansas City. But you have Andy Reid there and you have Patrick Mahomes. It starts at the top. And the commissioner, if he's going to talk to an owner and encourage them, he has to know which owners would be open to this. Because you know President Trump and where, you know, his position is on this. And that's going to be the hard part for these owners, an owner who brings in Colin Kaepernick. As far as Cam Newton goes, Cam wants to start. And I don't think Cam Newton would be the right guy to come in with Sam Darnold there. Yeah, see.
It just feels like with Colin Kaepernick, so many stars have to align in order to get him back into the league that, like, almost the idea of thinking of it seriously as a possibility is kind of ridiculous. Because one, you have to get him to agree to play. You have to get him to want to play. Then you have to find an owner and a team that's willing to give him a spot and a spot that actually suits what he can do or a place that he's willing to be a backup. Like, there's just so many things you have to check off here for this to actually happen. It seems just...
Well, we have time, though. We have a couple of months for that, you know, opportunity. But I'd like to hear from Kaepernick. Like, I don't want to speak on his behalf because I don't know if he wants to play. I just want to look at this logically and say, if it does happen, it would probably be in these places here where I have an established quarterback. I have a coach who's open to it, but I also have to look at the ownership. That's what it's all about. Because ownership, if they say yes, then it's going to happen. If they say no, then it's not going to happen. And there's I don't know how many of those spots there are in the NFL. As much as we want to look at it and you go, well, talent-wise, that's part of it. But I think that's a smaller part than the bigger part. And that is, will an owner allow Colin Kaepernick to come in and be a backup quarterback? That's why Cam Newton has a better chance to come in someplace. But he wants to start. Kaepernick would know you're coming in and you're going to be a backup quarterback to start. Yeah, Paul.
And if you look at Colin Kaepernick's social media, he hasn't touched any of it at all. Not responded, not put out anything about, it's nothing about football. It's all about what he's doing in social justice. There's nothing about, yeah, I would play if this. He gives you nothing to work off there of what he's thinking football-wise.
And I think that he should come out and say something. You don't have to do it, you know, publicly in front of a microphone, but I just think letting people know if you want to play. And look, this could be a game of chess, not checkers. He wants to see what the NFL is going to do here. And maybe he's waiting for a formal apology here. But I, you know, that's why when you go, well, do you think he's going to play? I have no idea. I don't know if he can play after being out 3 years. and who's going to give him a chance and how much he's going to play even if he does come back and if that's what he wants. Like, I don't know. I have no clue. Yeah, for two.
It is a little humorous if teams use the excuse, well, you haven't played in 3-4 years yeah. when you're the very yeah. reason why he hasn't been able to play.
Yeah. I think the commissioner wants to be on the right side of this to say, hey, I gave him every chance and I was for it because they, you know, these same people who stood in his way now are all of a sudden going to welcome him. I don't see that happening. I don't. It's tricky. But, you know, Cam, I can see if you try to handicap that and say, well, where could he go? Who would bring in Cam Newton and let him, you know, try to be the starting quarterback? Because there's no way Cam Newton is going to come in and be starting quarterback. No way. Paulie keeps saying, you know, that Monday Night Football booth, nothing's been announced. Maybe you could have Cam in there. Maybe. But I don't know if he would be good in that role. The name is big, but there are certain guys who are better in studio and certain guys who are better with live action. I don't know if Cam even wants to do that. Yeah, Todd.
It's also hard to wear those headphones with those fancy hats that Cam Newton likes to wear. That would be a little difficult. It's going to have to get a special headset for that.
Thank you, Todd. No. He's got his scarf that he wears. He's got his scarf that he wears. Yes, McLovin.
Is it as simple as Cam waiting for an injury?
Well, that's what I thought it was going to be. But I when you're going to have an injury, anytime, you know, during training camp or and it's going to be during the season. And you know, you look at the video with Cam, and he's putting this out there because he can't visit these teams. And I think people viewed that differently and said, oh, look at Cam. You know, he wants to be a social media star. No, Cam wants to let you see him throw, move, just like Tua Tagovailoa did. It's no different. Tua wanted you to draft him. Cam Newton wants you to sign him. It's the same thing. Yeah, Paul.
Remember, I think it was the 2015 training camp. Teddy Bridgewater hurt his knee. He was a good young quarterback for the Vikings. And they were desperate, the Vikings. They had a good team. And then they overpaid for Sam Bradford. They traded to the Eagles to get Sam Bradford. And I think they gave up a first-round pick.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think that's the Cam situation. If a contending team or a contending-ish team loses their quarterback in August, then he'll have bargaining power. They won't say, hey, here's a league minimum.
And that's why when you – well, the Patriots. Patriots would be a great place for Cam Newton. I don't know. I don't know what Belichick is hoping to accomplish with Jared Stidham, that he couldn't do that, but he could do that with Cam Newton. I don't know if his offense suits Cam Newton. I don't know if Cam would come in and say, hey, I have to compete with Jared Stidham. I'm the best quarterback to ever play at Auburn. I don't know. But it feels like Cam is, and rightfully so, like Cam is a star. Cam wants to start. Yeah, I'm McLovin.
I mean, remember there was a rumor Kyler Murray, he'd be the backup of Kyler Murray. It'd just be... I keep saying the visual of him in camp throwing bombs all over the field is just going to be too hard for a team to deal with. Like, he's so much more better arm than these guys. He has a big, big arm,
but
right?
If he comes into the Chargers, like if they brought him in, then I would question, well, why were you drafting Justin Herbert? Because Cam could come in and start for them. And now they may love Tyrod Taylor, and that's fine, you know, because you're going to have him there for one more year as your starter maybe. By the way, I saw where Tua... Is it his therapist? Whoever was working him out or, you know, looking at him. Says,
physical therapist.
Physical therapist.
Yeah.
I don't want to say like therapist. He needs help. His physical therapist talked about how great he looks. You know what would be news to me if the physical therapist said, you know, he's just not rounding into shape. It's like Trent Dilfer was working out Tua, getting paid by Tua. And he said, oh, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And I went, wait. Come on, slow, easy here. Oh, he's got to start right away week one. Okay. If the former physical therapist said, you know, it's not going that well, then you got my attention here. Man, he's looking like a Hall of Famer. Oh, you get paid to work him out, don't you? Yeah, but he's still looking like a Hall of Famer. Maybe he is. I hope he is. I really like the kid. But I'm going to reserve judgment just a little while longer here. Yeah, McLovin.
So, like, if Alex Guerrero says Tom Brady looks great in Tampa Bay, the his famous trainer,
yeah.
Not going to do much for you?
No, I'm going to probably need the eye test there.
Overhead footage of Brady working
out? Yeah, he looks so sharp. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We'll take a break back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This day in sports history, last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Let's do this day in sports history, Paulie.
Thank you, Dan. I got a bunch of them and a little sports history quiz for you that I think you'll both get and like. 1883, the New York Giants baseball team admitted all ladies for free in the ballpark. It was first Ladies Day. Ladies' choice.
Okay.
1970, Brian Piccolo, running back of the Bears, died of cancer. Remember the movie Brian song? 1975, the Milwaukee Bucks traded Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the Lakers.
That was Dave Myers, yep. Marcus Johnson, was Junior Bridgman in that? Do they have the trade in there? And maybe a couple of first-round picks?
Checking.
All right.
What else? 1981, the Chicago Tribune Company purchased the Chicago Cubs baseball team from the Wrigley Company for $20 million.
Like a good investment.
Yeah, now it's worth about $4 billion. Here's the quiz. 1993, Michael Jordan of the Bulls scored 55 points in an NBA Finals game against the Phoenix Suns. Jordan became the first player to score 50 points in an NBA Finals game since blank in 1969.
I was going to say Jerry West.
That would be correct, Dan.
Okay.
And back to the trade for Kareem.
Yes, Todd.
In 1975, the Lakers acquired Kareem and reserve center Walt Wesley from the Bucks for Elmore Smith, Brian Winters, rookie blue chippers Dave Myers, and, as you said, Junior Bridgman.
Okay.
That was the deal.
Yeah. Let me see. Might be too soon to say who won that deal. Yes, McLovin.
Was Brian Winters that guy with the sweet beard?
He had a great shot, deep shot. I think he was out of South Carolina.
And Junior Bridgman's a multimillionaire. He's a very well-respected entrepreneur.
I think he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Fast food. He owns a lot of fast food.
Yeah,
all
he
comes
does.
Full circle.
Yeah, Junior Bridgman. I think he might be a billionaire from. He's got a lot of money. Let's put it that way. Invested in fast food. Junior Bridgman, I think, out of Louisville. Who else was in there? Dave Myers went to UCLA.
Elmore Smith, a big star, right? Or no?
No, not a big star.
Who am I thinking of? Wasn't there an Elmore center that was a big Maryland? Len Elmore. Yes, that's not Elmore Smith.
He was more of a name in college than he was the pros, Len Elmore. All right, Kennedy in Louisville joining us. Hi, Kennedy. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Nice shout out to Junior Saya, our guy, our Louisville
Junior
guy.
Junior Bridgman, yeah.
Bridgman, thank you. Wanted to give you a quick reason why I think you should have the Danettes at your Hall of Fame induction.
Okay.
I think it will really show your greatness. I think it reminds me of LeBron's 2007 run. Really, when you see the group that he has behind him, that's what really shows the greatness. But I think that would really help your case with obviously your group behind you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kennedy. I look good because you guys don't? Is that what Kennedy is saying?
Pretty much. That was cold.
But Kennedy said it, not
me. I
know.
But that's exactly what he was referring to.
You guys are all invited to go. I never said you couldn't go. Yeah, Paul.
Never mind. I'll tell you after the show.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah, but you guys are all invited if you want to.
I wouldn't miss it for the world, boss. I'll be there.
Thank you. I don't even know when it is next year.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you.
It's not on a Saturday. It's a lot of college football. I mean, there's a ton
it's
of college.
No,
you.
It's in June.
Oh.
Okay. It's about you.
Thank you. Yes, McLovin.
And don't forget, we got to collect our hardware for the Sports Emmys, undoubtedly.
When do we find out when we won the Sports Emmys?
I thought, Paul, you said the end of September?
TBD, but they said fall. There will be some type of ceremony, either in person, open bar, or virtual.
I would do virtual with an open bar here.
They want people to be there. And I think they're waiting.
Mm. Well, isn't that award handed out? Like, that's the second award? And then we get it out of the way.
It's in the first four awards. Best daily studio show.
And I know that when I was up for the studio host, it was always like the last one of the night. And I had to sit there out of respect to Bob Costas and wait to make it official that Bob won another Sports Emmy. Yes, McLovin.
Still a little dubious. A-Rod was the presenter first year. Did he? You know, I'd like to see that. Was there a La La Land situation?
See, that's what I'm thinking, you know? He may have read it incorrectly, or maybe he saw it and chose to say, there's no way I'm going to say Dan Patrick. Yeah, Paulie.
This year we're up against The Jump, MLB Tonight.
Rachel Nichols.
Outside the Lines and Pardon the Interruption.
Yeah. I mean, it's always, those are the best, I mean, these are best daily sports shows, and those are, that's you know, high praise there. Yeah, see.
I think Outside the Lines and PTI split.
PTI.
They split votes, and that's where we, right through.
We lost to MLB Tonight. Man, I was mad. I was mad. We had a good year that year.
We did. That was the year.
Yeah. Who did we lose? We lost to Pardon the Interruption the other year.
Which, okay.
Yeah, that's one of the great sports shows of all time.
Yeah, best half-hour shows on TV.
Yeah, they only do a half hour.
A great 30
and
minutes.
And it's not even live. It's taped.
22 minutes.
A great taped 22 minutes.
Yeah.
That said, they're awesome.
No, it's a good show.
Like, it's this three-hour tightrope.
Live. And I have to work with you guys, according to Kennedy and Louisville.
We get compared to Outside the Lines all the time. The two shows are very similar.
Lines are blurred. Outside the Lines are blurred. Todd, what did you learn on today's program?
Mark Gray stayed away from steroids because it could affect your get up and go while being a single man playing in Chicago.
McLovin?
I made a bet with J.C. Tretter about Cornell Dartmouth November 14th.
Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, we can add the Cornell Alumni Association to the list of people mad at Andrew now.
Paulie?
Mark Grace should be in some type of Hall of Fame.
What We Learned brought to you by Raycon. Wireless earbuds, the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Patrick. That's buyraycon.com/Patrick. Old Gracie's in a Hall of Fame. Off the field. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.